أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتبعت ملة آبائي إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب ما كان لنا أن نشرك بالله من شيء ذلك من فضل الله علينا وعلى الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون. يا صاحبي السجن أأرباب متفرقون خير أم الله الواحد القهار. ما تعبدون من دونه إلا أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان إن الحكم إلا لله أمر ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. We continue with the incident of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam in the prison when the two prisoners came to him to seek the interpretation of their dreams that they had. Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam invited them towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala first. The issue of Tawheed, the command towards the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in worshipping Allah Rabbul Izzat, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam gives them a complete da'wat. In this he says, Ya sahiba yasijin, O companions of the jail, أَأَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَذِّقُونَ خَيْرٌ أَمِ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ. Are many different gods, variances of objects of worship, variances of deities better? Amillahu al-wahidu al-qahhar, or is one Allah who is al-wahid, that Allah who is one, al-qahhar, who is most dominant, better? Now here there is one important aspect that Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam brings to us, and that is the beauty of Tawheed, the beauty of our Iman. Allah has given us one heart, and that one heart is supposed to be dedicated to one Allah. Those that have many gods, what happens is that they have to distribute their love to different idols, to different objects of worship, to different deities. And obviously that creates confusion. مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَّا أَسْمَاءً سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ. That whatever you worship besides Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, there is no reality in it. There is absolutely nothing. You've taken something, and what you have actually done is إِلَّا أَسْمَاء. You have given them names. That you and your forefathers have given these names to these gods and you worship them. Minus the name, there is a stone and there is a stone. One stone has a name, one does not have a name. There is a piece of wood, one has a name and one doesn't have a name. That is the differentiating factor between your idols and everything else, all the other things of this world. So there is no reality with regards to it. مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِن سُلْطَانِ. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has not sent down any proof, any authority, giving the authority to anything to become a deity. In other words, all of this is absolute and mere speculation. إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. Certainly the command belongs only to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. At this point the Sahabi Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that the truth and the reality was this, that these two prisoners had no dreams, but they connived these dreams and they came to speak to Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam with regards to it, to test out Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam's knowledge. Now Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam had been very clear with regards to the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that whether this is a part of a dream or not a part of the dream, the hukam and the command, all of it will belong to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. amara Allah ta'budu illa iya. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has commanded that you worship none but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Dhalika ad-deenu al-qayyim. And that is the straight deen, the deen that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has commanded, and that is the tawheed of Allah. Walakinna akthara an-nasi la ya'lamun. But most of mankind do not know with regards to Allah. So here we learn the absolute and very important lesson that here the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in a prison, his akhlaq, his character, and the primary object and the primary goal is to link man to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to invite man towards the tawheed and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.